Now talking about the clinical features of Refsum disease, as I told you, that is a neuroectiotic syndrome. So it will be a combination of ichthyosis and neurological manifestations. Isko yaad karne ke liye ek bahut achcha mnemonic hai, that is spinach. S stands for the spinal fluid abnormalities, that is raised CSF proteins. P stands for the polyneuropathy, that is type 4 polyneuropathy manifesting as anosmia, altered taste, sensory neural deafness, विजुअल एबनॉर्मिलिटीज़. इस सब को हम ऐसे ऐसे डिटेल में डिस्कस करेंगे. आई स्टैंड फॉर इक्थायोसिस, एन स्टैंड फॉर नाइट ब्लाइंडनेस, ए स्टैंड फॉर एटेक्सिया, सी फॉर सेरेब्रल डिजीज एंड एच फॉर हाइपरट्रॉफिक पेरिफेरल नर्व्स. सो द एज ऑफ ऑनसेट ऑफ द रेफसम डिजीज विल बी लेट चाइल्डहुड. इनिशियली दे विल बी प्रोग्रेसिव रेटिनाइटिस पिगमेंटोजा, which will initially lead to night blindness and later on progressively deteriorating vision and constricted visual fields. Neurological features develop in adolescence in the early 20s. क्या क्या पॉलीन्यूरोपैथी के अंदर हमारे पास आता है? एनोस्मिया, ऑल्टर टेस्ट, सेंसरी न्यूरल डेफनेस विथ टिनाइटिस, विच डिवेलप्स इन मोर देन 50% ऑफ द केसेस. मिक्सड सेंसरी मोटर पॉलीन्यूरोपैथी विद हाइपरट्रॉफिक पेरिफेरल नर्व्स and elevated CSF fluid proteins. These are the characteristic features which I discussed in the mnemonic spinach. Furthermore, there will be cerebellar abnormality leading to ataxia and disability. Ichthyosis will be found in 25% of the cases of Refsum disease. On histological examination, there will be increased deposition of the fat inside the cells in the form of a vacuoles. So in the keratinocytes, in the basal layer and the other keratinocytes, we can see vacuolation containing the fat globules. For the management, we have to cut down the source from where the fatty acid is coming. So luckily, because it is not synthesized inside the body and it is coming from the exogenous sources, we can treat the disease. But earlier the treatment, better will be the prognosis if this rule is applicable for all kind of a diseases. So the early diagnosis is a key to proper management. We have to exclude the source of phytanic acid or the chlorophyll in the diet, which mainly comes from green leafy vegetables and also from the animal fat containing phytol. So our aim would be to reduce the dietary intake of phytanic acid from a normal of 50 mg per day to less than 5 mg per day. Furthermore, rapid weight loss should be avoided because it mobilizes tissue phytanic acid, which can lead to acute clinical manifestation. Nowadays, we can use newer techniques, including the lipid apheresis, which includes extracorporeal elimination of lipoprotein phytanic acid complexes, which is used as an initial treatment, and then it will be followed by phytanic acid poor diet.